It's a prayer, prayer. I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous? I'm being interviewed.
Knowing this is about me.
Eternal drama of our salvation playing out from the beginning of creation.
Our faith itself is inherently dramatic.
Dramatic.
It's so dramatic.
And yet this is how our God loves.
He loves.
All right, welcome back.
Actually, I'm taking over.
Ooh. Sorry
for this special edition of Dramatic Catholics.
Let me just be quiet.
Just kidding. It's weird because you know you're just, so we actually have our special guest today is Esme. She's our guest today on Dramatic Catholics. Welcome.
Hi. How can a host be a guest? That's crazy.
Yeah, por que no?
Por que no los dos?
Yeah.
Yes, guys, I'm the guest today.
I thought it was fitting. We're 21, 22. So we're 22 episodes in.
Yep. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And we've had a lot of guests.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't count how many. If you've seen on our Instagram, we did a little thank you.
Yes, that's a new thing.
Of our guests that were in the podcast for 2023. Mm-hmm. So if you join 2024, you'll be part of our 2024 reel. But yeah, thinking about that, I don't think people really know too much about us, you know, because we ask people questions.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes we participate and we answer, we give our own like feedback, but like, who am I? Who are you?
So, who are we? Who do you say I am?
Who do you say?
Yeah. Can't say it's my first time.
Yeah, so yeah. You're not shy, so you can share. So I'm going to ask you all the questions today. All
right.
I felt it was appropriate that Esme go first because would you like to announce some news that you received this last,
2 weeks?
2 weeks?
Yeah, like a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So we've mentioned it in the past, but I have been our parish interim youth minister. So there wasn't a youth minister for SJV, like an official youth minister, so I stepped in and was just taking over so that our young folks can have something to come to on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And during that time I was discerning whether to apply for it. Delilah knows, it was a whole thing. I was like but I finally applied for it, and after some months and interviews and just talking it through, I was made aware that I got the position. I was made aware on the first Friday of February, and I've been blessed since, so I can officially say that I'm the youth minister for St. John Vianney.
Yeah,
it's crazy to still say that.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're in a line of
That's what I was thinking,
like the line of people who, you know, we talk about like, you know, our faith, right, and it being apostolic, which is like, you know, which is a crazy thing because like we think about it in terms of like the Pope and like the, you know, our first Pope being Peter, and then you know, he elected another Pope, and then we have like the bishops and all these things, and they all come from stemming from Jesus. Right, I'm not saying like you're Jesus.
Please don't.
Or you're like the Pope or anything.
Get canceled.
But like that this lineage of faith is such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And so we've had youth ministers, incredible youth ministers who are around still.
Yeah.
You're among that line now, which is pretty crazy.
That's crazy. I'm so blessed and nervous.
Would 13-year-old you picture where you are right now?
No, absolutely not. I was just thinking about that the other day. I think since it's just been like boom, 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 like so much has been happening, I haven't had a chance to sit with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over the weekend I finally like sat with it. Like I was like, dang, like thinking about all the things coming up. And I think about myself coming as a sixth grader for like RE because I needed my sacraments, and not coming to teen club that first year, even though I knew I was supposed to come, but I didn't come.
Mm.
Yeah.
T.
But then Steph was like, yeah, if you don't show up, she's not going to get her credit. So seventh grade is when I started showing up. So I was like 12, 13. And never in a million years would have I thought that I would be the youth minister. I keep telling people, I was like, 16-year-old me would like laugh in your face. Because that was just a tough time. That was like a...
Yeah.
Yeah. teens, yeah, you're a teenager, you know. But no, I would have never thought.
Before we get started, do you want to lead us in opening prayer?
Yes. And we'll start in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the blessings that you have given us in our day-to-day lives. We ask that during this Lenten time, we may be able to bring our sorrows and our sacrifices, anything that's heavy on our hearts, to the foot of your cross. We ask this in your most holiest name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's like a lot of pressure to like
lead, you know, the opening prayer.
Yeah, there's just so many good prayers that like can't beat it.
I think, I mean, I've known you for a very long time too, so.
Yes.
How would you say was like the moment that your faith was no longer like that of your parents? Because like you grew up, you know, Catholic, but where it was like you, it was yours, you know, like you, it was separate than your parents telling you like you have to go to mass, you have to do this, you have to do that. Like, not like it became that versus like I wanted to do these things.
Interesting enough. So I am a cradle Catholic, but I didn't grow up in a household where we practiced our faith. It was more of like we did the things that we needed to do and that was it. So, I mean, my dad, he is a wonderful father and I love him very much. If you're listening to this, Dad, I love you. And he, thankfully, you know, he's the one who introduced me to my faith along with my grandma. He pushed it on me when I was little, like, you know, to go to mass and things like that. But when I hit around middle school, like, I don't remember going to mass on Sundays at all. I would just come to RE, you know, and just do my Saturday class and that was it. On Tuesdays, but I didn't go to mass or anything like that. And it wasn't until high school where I would tell my dad, like, let's go to mass. Like, I would be the one asking if we could go to mass, and I couldn't drive at the time. So it was hard, you know, not being able to come, knowing that I was supposed to. I knew, like, because I was learning that in catechism, like, you need to go to mass on Sundays. And knowing that I wasn't going, I was like, dang, like,
yeah,
dad, you know, but it was hard. So I think I've always had my faith to myself. Like, I've always been the one leading myself in it. My dad, of course, would teach me the things that I need to know, but it wasn't until that he got into he got back into Catholicism and, you know, starting to go to mass again and all those things, that's when I stepped down.
You did a flip.
Yeah, we like flipped, and that's when I wasn't wanting to come, and, you know, I just wanted to do my own thing. But it wasn't until I graduated high school that I was now like doing it for myself.
Yeah.
And truly. So I graduated 2020 of COVID. So that was kind of sad. It was a weird time. I didn't have a graduation, but I got a diploma. She messed up. They made me go pick it up and then canceled it the next day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But it wasn't until after high school where I really started to practice on my own and really wanted it for myself.
What would you give advice to people who, I mean, we serve a lot of families. You're in a situation where like that was you. Mm-hmm. And now we deal with that a lot. Like there's kids who don't want to come. They're just not, they'd rather be doing something else. Like rather be on their phone, rather be at home, like watching TV, anything but church.
Yeah.
What would you say would be helpful for parents to know and like, or who are in that situation, because having gone through it, like being on the other side of it, like you being the kid that didn't want to show up.
Yeah.
And are now the youth minister.
Right. Look at God works. Like, first I would tell the parents, if you're a parent, be patient with your child. I know it can seem like there's no hope, but I think of Saint Monica.
Yeah.
And Saint Augustine, like her son, she like prayed for him for like 40 years.
Yeah.
And it took time, you know, God works in every single person in his own time. And if you're the teenager who, or even a young adult who is just kind of like, be patient with yourself too. I know, I remember during that time, like, there's just a lot that I was going through emotionally and, you know, just trying to figure out that's why I didn't show up, because it was just a lot of, like, for what.
Yeah.
I didn't see the hope in it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I just kind of reached a breaking point. I'm not saying that you have to reach a breaking point to get to Mass, but it's just baby steps. Like, allow yourself to be curious. Yeah. And I think it came from a place of curiosity. If I saw other people, my friends who were coming to Mass, and like, they were not saying like they were perfect, but they were like doing good.
Yeah.
Like they had something to support. So it was that curiosity. But I mean, it wasn't easy at first, but it's like I said, like it's the patience. Like it's a growing relationship that you're trying to build with God, that you won't get it on the first try. And if you do, then that's perfect. Praise God. But it's going to be a lot of ups and downs. And that's my advice, is just be patient with yourself, but don't give up.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Like Monsignor James Shea said, if we don't give up, we win.
He did say that, huh?
Yeah, he did. He ate that up.
What a guy.
Yeah, what a guy.
I know.
And just to give you context, he said that because he was talking about Satan and how he personally is attacking us, and he doesn't want us to have, obviously, a relationship with God, but he's, like, out to kill us.
Yeah.
And it was, like, when he said that, like, to kill, that I was, like, obviously, like, not, like, literally kill, but kill us spiritually.
Yeah.
And it's when we do give up that he won in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, heck no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let Satan win.
So that's been like something I've been living by. Like, if as long as I don't give up, I'm winning.
I have another question.
Okay. As we should in an interview.
Who would you say is your most, like, the most influential person that you've encountered being here at SJV? Like, someone who's walked with you, encouraged you. Yeah. When maybe you couldn't do that for yourself sometimes.
Well, at first I didn't know it before, or I didn't see it back then, but it was my leaders, and my friends that I made during ministry when I was in high school and middle school. And I say that because it was through their friendship and through the leadership of how close they were, the leaders were, and how close my friends and myself were, that it really did show the love of Christ. Even at that time, I didn't know that. But looking back, like, if you were to ask a high schooler now, like, oh, like, why do you show up? Like, majority would be like, oh, because I get to see my church friend here.
Yeah.
Like, that was me. And so that's what made me stay, because I got to see my church friends. And I got to really experience the Catholic faith with them without the fear of getting judged.
Yeah.
And, you know, going on retreats, doing lock-ins, doing middle school teen club with them, middle school retreats, and all those fun things. Like, I really enjoyed doing it with my friends. And obviously with the leaders, like, you look at them and you're like, wow, like, I want to be a leader. And at that time I saw my leaders, I was like, wow, like, they are perfect. But obviously, like, once you become a leader, you're like
oh, yeah. They're normal people.
Yeah, but
they struggle too.
Yeah, they struggle too. And I think it was in that moment where I got to realize that we're not perfect. Like, they have their struggles, and even I'm struggling right now.
Yeah.
And being a leader, that, but they're still trying, you know. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the whole trying thing. But then I disappeared for like a year and a half. And when I came back, it was during COVID. No, it was actually my senior year, but then obviously COVID hit during that time. So our youth minister at the time, Penelope, she had a huge impact on my faith journey, like, as an adult, becoming a young adult. It was her one-on-ones, you know. she was like, yeah, I do one-on-ones. And I was like, what the heck, like, girl, like, no, you know, because at that time I don't like to be vulnerable, you know, like, yeah. I still struggle with that just a bit. But it was like completely sharing, like, my life with the person that I didn't know.
Yeah.
So we actually met the day before Thanksgiving, and we had McDonald's breakfast, and we met in the conference room. And that was the first time I shared really what was on my heart.
Mm.
And she made it so comfortable and easy to do it. And she just asked all the right questions.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She did be asking the right questions.
Yeah. And after, like, I was serving on her core team, and, you know, in that, she really walked with me in my faith, and I know a lot of people can say the same, like, during mm-hmm. that time that she taught us, she formed us in a way that you had your high school faith, but now you have your young adult faith, and this is how you do it. Yeah. This is the things that are going to come up. So she had a huge impact, and of course, like, yourself and David working with you guys.
Yeah.
We get to share the struggle together. And, you know, we do our staff retreats, we're like, bruh, you know, but it's a time that we get to regroup. And at the end of the day, like, the three of us, because it is now, like, in Maribel, the four of us, we come to the conclusion, like, this is tough, but we have each other to, like, mm-hmm. continue. So it's been working with you guys that has also formed me in my faith. And Delilah, you've been my retreat mom for every single retreat. So, I have been your retreat, you know, there's mom. That too.
Yeah. If you know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Context. So in high school, we have a retreat and we are put into families.
Yeah.
So you have your mom, your retreat dad, and then your retreat brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And you're with them the whole weekend. It's really fun. So yeah, Delilah's been my retreat mom every single retreat since I've been in high school. So yeah. And I think the parishioners too, I would say, like, working at the church, like, they definitely have shown me to love Christ in another way through them.
Yeah.
Like, being more patient with them, being more compassionate.
Yeah, because it's not like working at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. I used to work at Taco Bell. Yeah. Right. when I was in high school, I like to say I have a toxic relationship because when I was doing my internship here, I was actually working over there too. And I had just quit and I went back and I was like, I need my job back because I wasn't getting enough here. being real.
And she said part time things.
Yeah, part time things. And then I became the part time admin and I just quit officially. But yeah, it's not like working at Taco Bell, you know, like, Taco Bell, me was like, like, you know, it was kind of like always on this defensive mode because you would encounter rude customers and,
yeah.
you know, my natural reaction was to be rude back, like, snappy.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, you gonna mess with me. But I started working here and I, like, those walls were getting built down. Like, obviously, like, you encounter people that can be a little frustrating, but it's a different perspective of, like, you know, you got to love them like Jesus does.
Yeah.
You got to meet them where they're at. You got to work through them and whatever situation it is and just be patient. So, yeah. Oh. A lot of formation has happened for me here at the parish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Homegrown.
Yeah, literally homegrown.
Mm-hmm. They planted that seed and
mm-hmm.
let it grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
Now, when you're talking about the importance of, like, the friendships that you've made here, and even, like, if that was the only thing that was, like, drawing you here, like, your friends, there's this scripture of Jesus healing the paralytic, and his friends, literally, like, the paralytic. I don't know if you don't know the story, maybe I should just read it.
Yeah, just read it.
Hold on, let me find it really quick. So this is from Luke 5:17. So it says, on those days, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they sought to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into their midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, man, your sins are forgiven you. And I'm like, I think of that. I mean, the importance of your friendships,
yeah.
of our friendships, mm-hmm. is like their faith has the power to, I mean, through Jesus, like, save you.
Yeah, literally. You
know, when we can't do it. I mean, I think of, like, being spiritually, like, paralyzed, not just physically paralyzed. But in those moments where it's too hard for us to, like, come to Mass, come to adoration, like, we might not be in a good place. But right. our friend, like, if we're surrounded by good and holy men and women, they give us the faith that we can't provide for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, faith isn't something that's alone or isolated. Like, it's given to us by God. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Like these people were determined. They're like, no, you're going to get healed by Jesus. Like, we're yeah. literally going to
climb on the roof. And like, how, like, imagine like how that like looks, bro. Like,
yeah, like, literally that's imagine crazy. That.
And to lug your friend.
Yeah.
Like to lug him up there through the roof. Like,
First
you got to cut like
a square. Not like a rectangle.
You got to break in.
From the roof.
And have no shame.
And then bring him down.
And then luring him down. Like, that's crazy.
Get your friends that would climb up a roof for you.
But yeah, Jesus saying, like, yeah, the faith of your friends, yeah. like, literally saved you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they knew mm-hmm. that Jesus would be able to heal.
I'm so blessed for the friendships that I have now. As a young adult, I will say that I'm surrounded by good, holy women and men.
Yeah.
That we're all striving for the same thing, which is heaven. Mm-hmm. And even like when we're in our dry seasons and like yeah. it is hard to like even want to come to mass because it's just like X, Y, and Z is going on. It's like,
yeah,
I'm tired. And we're like, girl, I'm tired, but we're still here. Like, you know, we're coming. Mm-hmm. Like, give it up to the Lord. Like, it's that reminder too. Like, when you say it out loud, I think I share this a lot with Eliana.
Mm-hmm. My sister.
Yeah.
Shout out.
She always tells me, she's like, you always keep it real with me. And I'm just like, just got to keep it real. Yeah. But I think when I talk to her and I say something, it's kind of for myself too. Like, oh, yeah. Sure. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I need to take my own advice, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, it's just, I appreciate my friendships and I'm glad that I have them because I'm sure a lot people don't probably have that.
Yeah.
But if you need a friend, I got you.
She got you.
I need more friends. Not saying like I have a whole bunch, but it's just, you know.
Yeah.
It's always good to have more friends.
What has been the most dramatic story you have, either like volunteering or like growing up here, anything like that? What is like the most like dramatic story you can think of?
Ooh. There's so many. Dramatic? Honestly, when you said that, I instantly thought of my eighth grade retreat.
I was going to say, it had to have been a retreat.
All right, my first retreat ever, mm-hmm. by the way, was my eighth grade retreat. And I just remember, like, the girls were sleeping in the grand hall. And it was Jelly, me, Jennifer, and I think Araceli.
Mm-hmm.
And bruh, like, nobody slept in that grand hall. Oh, yeah. I feel bad for the girls who were like actually trying to sleep and the girl leaders. But it was just so chaotic that night. Like, I don't know how I made it the next day. And then we did that whole t-shirt thing with the hands, with the paint in the hands.
Oh, where you like decorate your shirt with paint.
Yeah, but I think we were like actually throwing paint at each other. We're
playing Paint Ninja.
Yeah, Paint Ninja.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I've never been exposed to anything like that. And I was like, we're throwing paint at each other. I was like, wait. I was like, where did my dad leave me? Because I was scared. I was like, dude.
She's like, I don't know these people.
Like, I knew them, but it was the first time I was sleeping somewhere outside from my mom or dad's house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what the heck? Yeah, that whole eighth grade retreat was dramatic, but in a good way.
Yeah,
because obviously it stuck with me and I was like, wait, there's high school retreats too.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic because that's when I got introduced to Three More Band.
Oh
yeah, that's the first time I ever heard them. Oh. So that's a pretty dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Three like a more good dramatic.
Three More Band was our parish band,
yeah,
a very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's their name's Three More after the story, you know, the story with Saint John Vianney.
Yes.
And how the devil appeared to him, like, and said, if there was three more priests like you in this world, his kingdom would be like no more.
Yeah, like his kingdom would fall.
Yeah, yeah, would fall.
Three more.
Yeah. Shout out Three More.
Yeah, it's been a lot of dramatic moments. Like, obviously intimate moments with the Lord, you know, like my conversion story. Like, well, not story. I say that you have multiple conversions.
Yeah.
Throughout your journey of faith, but my first encounter with the Lord definitely was my first high school retreat.
Yeah,
that was timeless. That was pretty dramatic.
Mm.
I was like, dang, what is this?
Said Jesus worked.
Yeah,
what was the moment?
adoration.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Adoration, because it was like so new to me. I was looking at other people and I was like, what are y'all doing? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
It freaked me out at first because I genuinely didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
But for sure, adoration.
Let me ask you this.
I'm scared.
I'm just kidding. What does it mean to you to be a dramatic Catholic? After hearing everybody's take, after doing this for a little while now.
I will say what it means for me to be a dramatic Catholic myself is I feel like I'm in a telenovela. Literally with my life being put on a screen and God is just watching me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not just watching me for like entertainment as in like watching me fail, but more of like he's watching me in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And because my life, bruh, I'm not saying trying to say like my life is crazy, but it's just like there is like a lot that goes on and yeah. like it's boom this and then boom that, and I'm just like, bruh, I should have a telenovela at this point. But it's I feel like he's just watching and he's kind of just like, her. Like, little do you know, like, wait until season 2 comes about, you know, like.
He's like, because I already yeah, seen it.
I've already seen season 2, you know, and he's just kind of watching, like, the yeah. episodes in my life, but he's also working in it, so. Mm-hmm.
Producing.
Yeah, he's like, he literally is, like, he's literally behind the scenes of my life, and it's just crazy. Like, I try to, like, wrap my head around, like, the fact that there is a God who wants good for me,
mm-hmm.
and who already knows what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
and he's like straightening my crooked line that yeah. I messed like, up.
I love that.
Yeah.
Brother John.
Yeah.
Like, he drew straight with that crooked line.
Yeah, literally. And I'm just so caught up in the own drama in my life,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes like I can't push him away, but he's just like, hello. Like, yeah. You know. Yeah, my relationship with God is always like I wouldn't say roller coaster. It's just always going. And then when there's downs and there are ups and me just trying to figure it out, like any relationship in my life.
Yeah.
But it's okay because I know he's still pursuing me. He still loves me. He's still calling me by name,
mm-hmm.
to come do his work. Even when I don't want to, he's like, girl, you got to. You know, he's kind of mm-hmm. like dragging me.
Beautiful.
I had to sit with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, dang. No,
it's a lot to sit there and, yeah. and ponder after being here for how many years?
I've been here since like my first time being here, like
mm-hmm.
sixth grade. How old was I? Sixth grade, 11, 10 years. I've been here a whole decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot to sit and ponder and look back. But yeah. I also think there's a lot of gift in that of getting to just like look back and see like,
yeah.
Man, I was struggling at this point in my life, but little did I know.
Yes.
Like how God was working in that little yeah. moment all those years later. Like, I shouldn't have been tripping to begin with.
And that's me right now. Like, mm-hmm. I think about that. I'm like, I'm tripping about this and this right now. But like 2 years from now, I'm going to look back and be like, girl.
Yeah.
Like, why were you so little of faith?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And as I actually was like, I'm thinking about the questions you're asking me. I'm like thinking about, oh, I could have said this. You know, like.
Yeah, because there's so much.
There's just so much.
Yeah, there's a lot of adventure.
A lot.
For sure.
Yeah. It's fun though. So if you're interested in coming to join ministry, if you're a young adult and you want to.
Yeah, what's your plug?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a young adult and you want to serve high schoolers or middle schoolers, if you feel like the Lord is putting that on your heart to serve youth ministry, please hit me up. Mm-hmm. You can. My Instagram username is esmizzle. It's esmizzlee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on private, but just, you know, request to DM me and I'll answer you.
I have an Instagram now too.
So yeah, yeah.
On Dramatic Catholics.
Yeah, so we do.
Dramatic_Catholics. You yeah. can DM us.
Yeah, you can DM me. SJVYM on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running that account, so you can hit me up there. Whichever. I gave you options. So you can't say that I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Call the office, you know, like
I'll put all of the yeah. info on the bottom of this bio on our little
thank
bio
you.
Here.
Thank you. So you can't say I just Esme didn't say how. Anger. Oh boy.
Or boy. Because we need both.
Yeah. definitely come through. I would love to meet you. So if you feel like the Lord's putting that in your heart, please reach out.
Who knows? Your kid could be our next youth minister.
Yeah, literally.
Too. Yeah, for all your parents out
when
there.
When Ale was our youth minister, she literally told me, we're outside our offices, and she was like, yeah, you can be the youth minister one day.
Yeah.
She was like, I can see you being a youth minister. And I was like, Ale, please. I was a senior in high school. We were getting ready for teen club.
Yeah.
And she told me that, and I was just like, okay. And here we are, like, we 4 years later.
You just never know.
You never know how God's going to work in you. So don't sell yourself short. Don't doubt yourself. The Lord is putting it in your heart for a reason. Mm-hmm. So act on it. Faith in action. Faith in works.
Faith in works, baby. And parents, shout out to all the parents who have somebody in middle school or high school. What do we have coming up for them?
Yeah.
If they want to get plugged in to the parish and like want to have their kids experience like something that like, I mean, I would say you, but like both of us like have gotten to experience this beautiful life of faith here. Like how can they get their kids plugged in? And
yeah. So if you're a parent listening to this and you want your middle schooler or high schooler to come to these things, to our ministry nights on Tuesdays, we have our middle school nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and that will be in the CSC gym. And then for our high schoolers, we have that on Wednesday nights, and it's the same time, 6 to 8 p.m. and that will be in our grand hall, but we're outside.
Yeah, you'll see us. Yeah, you'll see us out there on a ministry night. Yeah,
you can't miss us. So, if you're listening to this and you are a high schooler, you're not plugged into anything, or if you're a middle schooler listening to us, come to these nights and, you know.
You'll make friends. Yeah. You'll find people. Get plugged in.
You can see how I look like from our cover. or you can just ask, be like, oh, where's Esme at? And come say hi. Don't be shy. I would love to meet you.
And retreat. We have a retreat coming up.
Yes. We have retreat. Sorry, there was like, which retreat? We have a retreat for our high schoolers coming up on April 26th, 27th, and 28th. We'll be going to Prescott. So if you are interested, again, please hit me up. Hit us up so I can get you the info that you need. Parents, if you're hearing this and you want your teens to go, or if you have a teen in mind, again, please let us know. We want all the teens to go. This will be, again, retreats have had a huge impact in my life. Yep. I'm sure you can say the same, Delilah. Yeah. They've had a huge impact in my life. And again, like every teen deserves to experience that. So, yeah. That's my plug.
Beautiful. That was a good plug.
That's my good. But my main plug is SJVYM.
Yep.
Okay, that's our Instagram, SJVYM. We're going to be more active on it, I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just need to learn how to be like, you know. Just make
more tech savvy.
Yeah, I am tech savvy, but like, you know, like
the
make
creative juices,
yeah,
flow.
The creativeness, you know.
I see.
Yeah, Delilah got to teach me some stuff.
We'll work on it.
Yeah,
we'll work on it.
But yeah,
well, with that being said, we're gonna wrap it up with closing prayer.
Okay, and we'll start in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking as he did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we'll catch you next time on
Dramatic Catholics.
Bye, guys. But to pray, praise it. I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous? I'm being interviewed.
Knowing this is about me.